I'm here with veteran reporter Tony Judnich, and Tony has an update on the very controversial issue of parking in Destin, and more specifically the Harborwalk Village parking. Earlier this week, they decided to make the move to charge people $10 to park. A lot of people really upset about that. What have you learned since then, Tony?
Well, we talked with Deputy City Manager Steve Schmidt today, and he said according to the development order that the city has with Harborwalk Village, which includes Emerald Grand, that Harborwalk was required to provide a certain number of public parking spaces over there at their lot out in the sun, as well as their adjacent parking garage, but they never required any of those spaces to be free public parking. So that means Harborwalk has the ability to charge this $10 fee. They're not going against any city order or city regulations.
What? How many parking spaces are available for folks for public parking over there?
It's roughly 800 spots. There's a total of about 1,150 parking spaces at the lot and the garage. So about one third of those are reserved for Emerald Grand owners and their guests, and the rest are open for public parking.
Well, that's quite a lot of spaces, I guess, for the public. I know a lot. Some folks were making U-turns on that first day when they made the public parking, but it still seems like that lot's still filling up a little bit. I'm not sure. I haven't been out there today, but it's still filling up. Tourists are paying that, I guess.
Yeah, and it's possible that they're getting better spots next to the harbor, more spots opening up, because after this $10 charge came in, the new chief operating officer of Harborwalk Village said that Harborwalk Village employees were being strongly encouraged to park at the nearby city pay-to-park lots. And then, so their quest was to try to make these more available to the visitors and the tourists. So city or Harborwalk Village employees have been going to the city lots more since this charge began. So that opens up more prime spots for the Harborwalk visitors.
Can you refresh our memory and let us know why the Harborwalk folks decided to make this move?
It was basically to open up prime spots, prime harbor area parking for the tourists and the visitors to Harborwalk Village, I think. The COO of Harborwalk, Paul Llewellyn, Paul Van Leeuwen, he said that he wanted the employees to park at the city lots, the pay-to-park lots, open up these spots more for the tourists and the visitors. So then they're right there adjacent to the harbor. They're not having to cross busy U.S. Highway 98. So the employees, there's 650 of them at Harborwalk Village. A lot of them have been, you know, following the requests and parking elsewhere.
Well, Tony, thanks for keeping us updated on that. Nobody likes to pay for parking, but we'll see how this turns out, and we'll keep you up to date on our websites, nwfdailynews.com and thedestinlog.com. Thank you guys for listening.